The Rochester Fringe Festival is underway, and one event takes you out of the center of the city and back in time. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story.
Paul Ledoux is standing next to the Pont de Rennes Bridge in High Falls. He's waiting for a Fringe Festival event to start.
This event, the memory, what are they calling it here? Memory?
He's not sure what it is.
I mean, I saw it, and I had like an hour free. It's the thing about the Fringe Festival, it's adventure. It's adventure. I mean, a lot of this stuff is unusual and different. And so here I am not even fully knowing, you know, what this is. But it's a beautiful day, and we're downtown Rochester, which is wonderful, at High Falls. So whatever this turns out to be, this adventure, it's all good.
This particular adventure starts with picking up a pair of Bluetooth headphones, leaving your license behind as collateral, and trekking out across the pedestrian bridge that spans the Genesee River and looks out over the falls. And this is the first thing you'll hear.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo.
The Memory Palace is a podcast chronicling brief moments in history, lesser-known historical figures, or the surprising history of things. What follows is a short episode, only about 10 minutes, that revisits the story of Sam Patch, the famous daredevil who is perhaps most famous in Rochester for having died here. And what this podcast is able to do is put you right in the story.
So he found his way here, to High Falls. The name alone would have lured him. But look at it. Listen to it. Hold on a second, let me pause the music. There. Listen to it.
At this point, the natural roar of the falls becomes evident. And that is by design.
There's always some, there's a fun extra challenge about trying to figure out ways to make specific spaces come alive.
That's Nate DeMeo. He was a guest on Connections with Evan Dawson while in Rochester doing research for the podcast that would eventually become part of the Fringe Festival.
And so I have spent the last couple of days, you know, going around Rochester, you know, finding, you know, the place where Sam Patch actually jumped off that, you know, cliff at High Falls.
DeMeo says his inspiration for the podcast comes from this idea that we all exist in a specific moment in history and that that moment shapes us.
I've always been interested in time's passage, in the way that time's passage has an impact on the choices one has in life. And so I'm fascinated by history, yes. But so often, I think so much of historical storytelling has kind of left me cold, like has always felt, whether it's because it feels kind of trapped in amber or something like that. I've never been that moved by it, but I have been moved by music and poetry and movies and stories.
DeMeo's podcast reflects that, not just in the narration and the score, but in the way the story includes the listener and their own moment in history. And it's not lost on participants. Paul Ledoux, at least, was not disappointed.
It was awesome. It was an immersive experience, and the production qualities were great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that audio and looking at the falls while I'm hearing about Sam Patch and his exploits. I felt like I was there. And that's just amazing.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.